CliffCentral.com.
Now, while we're talking about Rihanna, it got me thinking. There's a video going around, and Mubs actually just tweeted it out just now, of Mariah Carey.
Wow, this is everywhere.
We can't even keep a straight face when you think about this.
It's so unbelievable. She is so lazy.
It's so beyond lazy.
Okay, so Mariah's on stage with a bunch of male dancers, and yes, they're all dressed in like navy uniforms, and she's standing there in a little pink outfit, and she's got, by the way, the widest hips and thighs I've seen in ages. So she's really, I would have thought twice about wearing a...
No, but we're still squeezing into the latex costumes, Gareth. We are still.
She shouldn't be. She really shouldn't be. Anyway, she's on the stage, and these guys are pulling these dance moves. I mean, they really are working. Mm-hmm. And she's standing in the middle, and she could barely be asked to lift her arms. I mean, it's just... She's kind of disinterested in actually doing anything that even resembles work. And then they all sort of bend over in front of her, and the two of them lift her up onto their backs.
Yes.
And then she kind of just waits to be pulled off again.
Mm.
She gets put down. She hardly even moves herself, her own body. She's prepared to do as little as is humanly possible. The guy has to lift her leg when she like is meant to hug him.
Mm. Yeah.
She's wearing the most F off heels you've ever seen in your life.
I mean, at one point, when the one guy is lifting her leg to dip her down, a second guy comes back to hand her the microphone. She won't even take the microphone.
He has
to hold it for her while she carries on singing.
Mimi, man. Yes.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, why does she bother anymore then?
I mean, we can tell you don't want to be there.
Then, yeah. Is she like working off maybe a recording deal or performance, whatever the case is.
She probably signed some contract a while ago, and now she's really pissed off that she even has to do these shows, because she would probably much rather be at home.
Because right now she's also about to go on tour with Lionel Richie.
Oh. Poor Lionel Richie. Oh. You know he's going to be doing all the work.
Lionel has already accepted, and he said this candidly, that he's already anticipating diva antics, and so it's just part of dealing with Mariah, though.
Huh. Yeah, I can imagine she must be a nightmare to be around. Mm. She's the one who asks for all those things on her rider.
Yes.
She's got like a list of 100 things that if Mariah's going to do a concert for you, you need to provide all this different stuff.
Including the fact that you don't film her in under fluorescent lighting.
Oh, she doesn't want fluorescent lighting?
Fluorescent lighting doesn't make her look good. Oh.
But I bet at home as well, she has like 5 shirtless men feeding her on a couch all day. And it's cold, and then she's like, she whips them if they shiver.
Listen, if the R. Kellys of this world can have sex cult mansions.
I don't see why Mariah shouldn't. Yeah, she's worked hard for it.
Yeah, but just don't perform. Give a quarter-hour performance, Mariah. That's all.
Well, didn't she also do that thing at Times Square last year with the New Year's?
New Year's Eve this year.
Yeah, she...
What a mess.
She was lip-syncing, but she wasn't even.
Mm.
And then what happened? She forgot the words? Or what happened?
No, she just handed the microphone to...
The track didn't...
Seacrest didn't... Yeah.
Didn't work, wasn't synced well. So then she fumbled, then the track stopped. Then she still was just like, okay, screw it. And instead of going off stage, she just walked around aimlessly.
Oh, yeah, and she just stopped performing.
It was just very weird. It was the strangest, most messed up performance in history, and people are still talking about it.
We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say it went to number one, and that's what it is. Okay. Feels like
a... She just stopped singing.
We didn't have a sound check, but it's New Year's, baby. It's okay.
She really doesn't care.
Mariah.
I would say let the audience sing.
Put these monitors on, please.
She's just screaming instructions at everyone.
It sounds like RuPaul.
She really doesn't know what to say.
Nope.
I want a holiday too. Can I not have one?
I want a holiday too. Can I not have one?
Oh, Mariah.
All these people are in New York. They're gathered to see you. Mm. And this is what you're saying to them. And her ass is just way too big. But she's lip-syncing wrong.
Oh, Mimi.
Without moving her mouth, she hits that high note. It's just very odd. It's, the whole thing is extremely odd. It's, if she's weird. You know, she's definitely lost her mind.
When you've reached legendary status, you don't have to prove yourself anymore. So I do not understand why the likes of her are still working. I really don't.
No, it gives them something to do. Otherwise, it's just cocaine and hookers.
But she has kids. Like, just sit at home with your kids. I think Mariah should...
Kids are boring, Sia.
Yeah, they're boring okay, and they're a lot of work.
On a yacht. I don't... Who was this? I heard of this... Oh, yeah. The owner of Topshop. He lives on a yacht, guys.
Yeah, he's a sailor.
He lives on a yacht. What... Hello.
But again, it's,
that's what you could be doing, Mariah. Not, you know, like trashing your reputation.
Yeah, look, it's a case of when you've been doing it your whole life. Mm. I mean, Mariah has been a performer her
guys,
entire life.
Also, sometimes you just don't know when to stop. Eh?
Exactly, but you also need the attention. I mean, what's she going to do? Start producing vagina eggs? She's not going to get the same attention.
You could have a revolving door to your yacht, and you have these little Cuban señores coming in and out. Like, have a fiesta on board, but just stop doing this. Release a Christmas album every 3 years and hope
just
for a natural disaster.
With that same goddamn song that every...
Pretty much.
Not for Christmas. People will keep on buying that
And then
crap.
You remix it as per the time. So you techno-funk it
and
or dubstep it.
Wearing the old 1980s style bikini bottoms. Stop with
she'll
that.
Never let that go. It's like Madonna.
I was thinking, who do we have to thank for that? It was Madonna. She started that
Madonna
whole...
Madonna and He-Man.
Oh, no, sure.
It was He-Man first.
Yeah, it goes way further than Madonna. You're right, Ben.
He-Man.
It was He-Man.
And She-Ra. She-Ra was also wearing get-ups like this.
And the entire WWE.
Yeah.
Mm, just bad, all of those things.
We have them to thank.
The sweating underneath. Oh.
It's a horrible look. It's a really bad look. It sort of has, it comes up high on the hips, and then it gathers in the vagina.
It's meant to be, though, this optical illusion, though, that a woman has this full hip situation.
Well, Mariah has the full hips.
So she doesn't need any more optical.
No, she doesn't need any optical illusion. Mariah, fine.
But can you imagine Mariah teaming up with Gwyneth for the musical? Mm. I just believe there needs to be an extra touch to it. Oh. It's like the missing link.
No.
Because then Mariah would get Gwyneth into those vagina leotards.
But you see, Mariah, she's also that
with
kind
egg.
Of...
egg flat.
She's also that kind of person who looks down on people. Like, there is... no way Mariah thinks that Gwyneth Paltrow deserves to be
darling
anywhere in her league.
Oh, totally.
Like, she would totally
so
look
right.
down
yeah,
on
so
Gwyneth.
True.
She would never work
Mariah
with her.
Could barely bring herself to be in the same room as Whitney, and Whitney was actually her equal, if not her superior.
Yeah, they did.
You remember?
They did one song together, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, When You Believe song.
That's right, from some cartoon.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what she should be doing, working on, like, a
movie
theme
have to
song
be seen.
Once. Yeah.
Just we go into the studio and you just sing.
Ooh, Mariah.
But remember, a lot of people also went to her concert when she came out here, and they were very disappointed. They said it was the most boring, awful. Singing was crappy. Shame.
She was late.
Shame.
She should hope for like another Katrina. Then she can do like, you know, a beneficial song, raising funds, whatnot, while on her yacht. See, I need to advise
you. Yeah, you really think this yacht's an important part of the whole thing. All right. CliffCentral.com.